Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so this is kind of the story of the day, and I hate to be a buzzkill about it, but I kind of think it's ridiculous. No, I actually think it's ridiculous. Sources close to the Lions confirmed to Local 4's Bernie Smilovitz trade talks concerning the quarterback have been ongoing for a couple of weeks. Stafford's wife, Kelly, posted on her Instagram account saying if her husband were to be traded, the destination she would like, California. The Lions did a restructuring of Stafford's contract last year, converting a roster bonus of $6 million. Into a signing bonus. So that means the Lions would incur a cap hit if they traded Stafford of $32 million. All right. Look, there's only one way this is remotely even possible, in my mind. And it's impossible. Because the only thing that could trigger this would be Stafford demanding a trade. And if we know anything about Matthew Stafford, he is the last human being on the planet to demand a trade. That ain't who he is. He's not some born leader. He's not some vocal guy. I mean, he won't even go to ownership and demand certain things. You think he's going to demand a trade? I'd be shocked, pleasantly, but shocked. Now, you've got a GM and a coach under a win-now edict. The team financially would be just crippled, incurring a $32 million hit this year for a guy who's not here. And assuredly, they wouldn't win as many games without Stafford as they would with. So then you run in headfirst into the edict. None of it makes sense. As many times as I have said, take Tua, that's never included trade Stafford. I've said I'm playing Stafford in 2020. I'm going to have Tua back him up, and then I'll trade Stafford in 21 when his cap hit becomes like $10 million. I'm not discrediting anyone. I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad about themselves. I'm not the one trying to break news here. But, hey, sexy rumor, I guess. And I know everyone's up in arms over it. But none of this, and it's not hyperbolic, none of this makes any sense. The $32 million cap hit doesn't make sense. The win now edict doesn't make sense. The player having the antithesis of the personality necessary to demand the trade doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. Taking Tua and trading Stafford are not even the same conversation. It's not mutually exclusive. I don't need to move Stafford to take Tua. I just, guys, I need some help on it because to me, this is a rumor that as sexy as it is, as amazing as it would be, as awesome radio as it would provide us, none of it, not a single checkpoint of it, makes one iota of sense. Now, if you'd like to argue that, you want to debate that, I'm here till six. But I really don't know where I'm supposed to go with this because, once again, it doesn't make any sense. 248-539-9797. You want the salacious part? Fine. You've got the family's close relationship with a Channel 4 reporter. That's where the rumor probably emanates. Then they take the reporter's name out of the report. Guys, fine. Fine. But the smoking gun is Matthew had to demand a trade because if the Lions traded him right now, it would mean they're not trying to win now. It would mean the edict is bull bleep. It would mean they're willing to destroy their cap for this year. And it would mean they're taking Tua. You got all that? So, yeah. Gonna need more before I believe this. 248-539-9797. Now, look, you don't believe me? Fine. Dave Burkett was on with the morning show. Mike, do you want to go through some of that audio for the people?
Yes, absolutely. So, he was on today, and basically he wrote an article about this too, saying that he doesn't think it's possible and that it's not anything that's going to be happening. Let me pull up the audio here. I didn't have it in front of me, actually. My bad.
How the hell do you not have it in front of you when we're doing this segment?
Well, I didn't know we were playing it right now.
What are you doing? Editing music back there? I mean, come on. Oh, my Lord. People, I want to apologize on behalf of Sully not doing
there
his job. Just terrible.
All right. So, yeah, we got it right here. Him talking about it's not realistic.
The biggest point I would make to you is you can keep Stafford and still draft Tua. Trading Stafford has no bearing on what you do at three. The real Tua market resides where teams have to jockey for him to get ahead of Miami. And Miami feels the pressure enough that Miami themselves then moves up from five. I don't think it really resides with, well, they're going to trade Stafford, so they'll take Tua. I think deep down the whole league doesn't believe they're going to take Tua. And therefore, it's really about, hey, the Chargers want Tua so bad, or the Panthers, or the Colts, or the Raiders, that we're going to get ahead of Miami. Therefore, Miami's going to move up to three. That's all this is. If the Lions want Tua, it's fine because they'll still play Stafford. See, this is what I don't get. I don't get why people view taking Tua at three as this, oh my God, we can't win now, move. First of all, another thing Dave said, and he said it again a couple months ago to me, and he said it now to the morning show today. He believes Darius Slay is going to get traded, which, again, by the way, that's not a win now move. But you would take Tua at three, and you know what you'd have? You'd have, if you got a draft pick for Slay, you'd have seven draft picks and $50 million bucks. To go fix your defense, to win now, right? You mean to tell me the difference between winning now and not is drafting a rookie at three? Like somehow Derek Brown or Jeff Okuda are going to be the equivalent of Nick Bosa. I don't buy that. I simply do not buy that.
Unless they're trying to buy more time, though.
But that
goes against the public comments. I get it. I get that it goes against the public comments. But think about it. If they are, and by the way, I'm thrilled that this news is coming out because regardless, this should drive up the price at number three. I hope that that happens. So I don't care if it's true or not. But what's also funny to me is that we never hear from Bob Quinn at all. So all of a sudden today, this news comes out, and Bob Quinn is talking to anyone who will listen and responding to every text he gets from anyone saying, no, this is 100% false. We're not trading Stafford, which speaks to how protective they are of Matthew Stafford. I don't know, Mike. It's something we've speculated on. I don't think it's quite as far-fetched as people think. I understand the salary thing. But what people don't realize is that drafting Tua and or trading Matthew Stafford, I know you said they're not mutually exclusive, that would buy the management more time. That would buy them to sell to ownership. Hey, give us a few more years.
Yeah, but the ultimate way to butter both sides of the bread are taking the quarterback at three, mm-hmm. keeping Stafford, and moving forward.
Right.
I mean, it's really, I don't believe the draft pick at three is the difference between making the playoffs and not. You're either a lot better than we believe, and you're going to have an effective offseason. You're going to have three or four draft picks that are going to play roles. You're going to go out and sign three, four free agents. The pick at three, if you really believe that's the difference between being good and bad, you don't know anything about football.
But what you said at the start of this segment, where the only reason it might be true is if Stafford has had enough, Stafford is fed up, and Stafford wants out.
That's the only way any of this would be plausible where the team would actually forcibly shop him.
Which would, you know what would support that, though? What would support that belief is Kelly Stafford going on Instagram and saying, God. Well, if Detroit doesn't want us anymore, sure, I'd love to live in L.A. That sort of shade.
Well,
that would support, wouldn't it, that Stafford wants out.
Didn't they just buy a house out there?
They did buy a house in California, yeah.
Now, let's not get carried away. Her husband makes $30 million a year. They can buy lots of houses in lots of places. Calm down. I'm just saying, Mike.
It comes down to, too, is that realistic to even believe? Is it realistic to believe that Stafford would want out?
No, I don't believe that. I don't. 248-539-9797. So we'll get into it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.